It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Bah! Okay.
Okay, Robert Evans.
I'm grumpy. So, we unofficially, and I say unofficially, have the Pilgrim. But there's a problem. They were out of the bread, which kind of is the whole thing about the Pilgrim. So it's on white bread.
There were numerous other problems.
Oh,
that
yeah.
We will not get into.
This is, as of according to both of our credit cards, this is probably the most expensive meal we've had in a long time.
Still says pending twice on mine, so I'm sure that'll get ironed out in a couple days.
So, yes, we have the Pilgrim. It's on white bread, not the stuffing-flavored bread, which is the best stuff on earth. We also have mozzarella sticks, fried green beans, and I have tots.
You gotta have green beans for big Thanksgiving. All Saints Day of Thanksgiving.
All Saints Giving. So.
Alright. You know what? It's not that much different. Like, it doesn't have the herbs in it, but you still got all the cranberry sauce, the white cheddar, the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't told me what the difference was, I'd be like, oh, it's a little different this year. Wouldn't have thought much else about it.
And then I have something new. I just found this while I was waiting at the wrong get-go. It is a beer. Now that I'm off. Now that I am currently off all of my medication at the moment, because I had COVID for a week. I'm over it now. I tested negative. Tested negative twice this week, so. And I'm still not back on Crestor yet, because I'm going to wait till tomorrow to resume. So, I figure alcohol is currently safe. Well, alcohol's safe now because I'm no longer on the Paxlovid. But I bought this. It's from Great Lakes Brewing Company here in Cleveland. It's called Cookie Exchange Milk Stout. So. Ooh, that is good. Very smooth.
I don't know, I'm skeptical. Sometimes I like a milk stout, sometimes not.
It's sweet, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know that I love this. I like the coffee one better.
I like it. It's a Christmas flavor, so.
I don't remember if we tried these green beans before. They're deep fried. It's good. It's kind of like green bean casserole, but one you can eat in your car. Can you imagine? Like Go-Gurt, but it's green bean casserole.
Oh, come on. I just got over being sick. Don't make me sick again.
I don't know why. What's the difference between eating it in the tube and eating it from a fork?
Oh, it's gotta be like the texture thing. Just the thought of, you know, just squeezing green beans through a tube.
Make this happen.
Oh, before we go any further, congratulations to Dr. Broadbeck. The latest Dr. Broadbeck. That would be Madeline Broadbeck.
Dr. 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Congrats, Dave. You must be very proud. I know you are.
You know if someone's a good parent? When, they're really happy and celebrate their kid's success.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it means, like, at times, I don't know Madeline, but this is just a generalization, but when parents want their kids to be smarter and more achieved or more accomplished than they are,
mm-hmm.
and the parents are excited, like, that's a good parent. And we know that as Madeline's career progresses, if she becomes the famous Dr. Broadbeck, that Dave and Isabel would be thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, Dave will always be UN envoy. Dave Broadbeck. I wish I could remember the story completely, but it was, he was interviewed about something about albinism, and it was for, I think it was for like, I can't, Dave, you're gonna have to fill us in on the story. But it was a joke. It was a running gag for a while in the podcast community, calling him UN Envoy Dave Broadbeck. Or Dave Broadbeck.
They spell his name wrong?
They said his name wrong.
And you wouldn't know what that's like at all.
Mm-mm.
Remember when that guy with that name real close to yours had your name tag at Frontline?
Mm-hmm.
Both names were wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And we had different perspectives on that, because you were like, man, no one gets my name right, this sucks. And I was like, oh my god, you could do so many crimes and pranks right now.
Except people could still identify me. Hmm. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do this again with the proper bread, because...
with less drama.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, we're at the point in our lives where the low-stakes drama, thrive on it. So it snowed last night.
I saw that, yeah. I woke up and my first thought was, what the shit?
I don't know. I had a nice snow walk this afternoon. Put on a slightly heavier coat and a hat and fingerless gloves. It was mm-hmm. fine. That's the option I don't have when it's 90 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm inside hiding from the sun and the heat.
Nice to see you again. Been a while.
I thought you'd be taller.
I'm sorry.
Not the welcome home you thought you'd get.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen her for a week and a half. So.
Yeah, thanks for not pretending you didn't have COVID and trying to kill me.
Yeah. I will say just to put it out there, it was a mild case. I never felt like... I tested it because I figured, I got the tests, you know, I might as well test.
Well, you weren't feeling good.
Yeah, but it felt more like, almost like an allergy or like a low grade cold at that point.
But that's what everyone's been saying when they have COVID now.
I'm like, I might as well test. And I tested. Well, I tested last Tuesday night with an old, it was an old test, and it was inconclusive. So I figured, well, I'll test in the morning with a new test. And they tell you, you know, to wait 15 minutes. I waited about 15 seconds as soon as I saw that. I saw the stripe immediately. I was like, ew, that's not good. I'm like, well, messaged my boss, told him I have COVID. Messaged you, told you, well, I just sent you the picture of the test. Actually, I sent my boss the picture of the test, too.
I should print it out and frame it. Like people do with their pregnancy tests.
Mm-hmm. It's something like, I was thinking about, I don't want to mention this on Facebook.
What, you don't want to bring out all the conspiracy theorists that you know?
No. Told my brother in his exact reaction. You know, I just told him yesterday. His reaction was just, meh.
Oh, yes. Toxic chill mode.
Mm-hmm. So. I feel like after having it, you should get a t-shirt. You know, somebody should send you a t-shirt.
I mean, we could make you one.
I mean, yeah, you could.
So it's been kind of interesting watching guys talk about, like, taking the COVID test and watching the lines pop up. I'm getting that anxiety because anyone who can get pregnant has known that feeling. So watching, like, all of you who haven't go through it has been kind of gratifying.
Well, you know. Okay, that was good. Would have much preferred the bread, the real bread, but...
These green beans are pretty, pretty sweet.
What else? Today was calibration day at work. I had to do all the... I go through and test the chamber and ESD mats, bunch of, you know, lots of stuff. But it's just a, oh, what else? Oh, I had to test, I had to calibrate our soldering irons. Actually, by calibrate, I just mean validate that they are still reading the proper temperatures.
I've spent the last few days asking for things from people. Not for no reason. Sometimes there's a court order involved. And then not getting any reply and being like, hey, did you do the thing? And then no reply. And then being like, hey, person's specific name. Where is the thing? Hey. And then they say, oh, I'll do it. And now, 2 days later, I'm like, do I need to book a flight and come stand over you? I would happily do some of these things myself, but I am not in those jobs and cannot do those things.
Don't make her book a flight.
Don't make me come to your geography. I'm a bad house guest. I'll get benzoyl peroxide on your towels, and I'll climb on your counters because I'm short, and I'll ask really probing personal questions you don't want to answer. You don't want me in your business.
You're always in my business.
I'll come
energy. But that's what I I signed up for, so.
Yeah. You're not my coworker.
Yeah, it feels good to be among the land of the living again.
Well, you...
I mean, I was, but it just, you know, when you can't really go anywhere, like, you know, I couldn't, like, just go grocery shopping or something. You know, I had to... And I hate... Okay, I don't mind the online, you know, ordering for pickup, but, like, there's some stuff on the website that... Or, I'm sorry, there's stuff in the store that they don't put on the website because, you know, they don't know if they're going to have it. Like, certain varieties of foods, you know, they don't put it, it's not listed on the, or in the app or on the website or
like
anything.
Like what?
Just, like, various, like, I like those little snack tray things for work. Well, they only have the three in the app. They don't have the rest, you know, they usually have, like, eight varieties. They only have the three major ones, so. Just stuff that just shows up that, like, a different variety of something that, you know, and you'd have to be in the store to get it.
I will say that the tone of your texts this last week... Ben, I hate being sick. I'm not actually that sick. I wish this was over. I hate being sick.
Well, it's...
I was... At one point, I was like, I don't think you hate being sick. I think you hate being bored.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you didn't have COVID, you really weren't going to leave your house anyway. Mm-hmm. But now that you were told you couldn't and knew you couldn't, now it's different. Now the door has been locked behind you. Which is normal and human.
And then I couldn't see you and, you know, or anyone else. And I was like, okay, this sucks.
You had the FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, like, it kind of made me understand a little the way you were like a very bored, trapped Tweety Bird. All those people, like, in 2020 pre-vaccines... When they were like, I can't be in, I gotta go out. Like, again, get a hobby, maybe deal with that emotionally. But that's probably more where they were coming from, was mm-hmm. that claustrophobic feeling.
Thursday. Yeah, it was the last, like, really nice day that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually able to go... It was like, ooh, I could sit out in my backyard and relax. And at that point, I couldn't have beer because I was on the Paxlovid and I didn't want to...
You have a Diet Coke break.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is later in the afternoon, so I was like, I wasn't going to have Diet Coke because... I want to be able to sleep at night. Nah, I just went out. I was... So the one thing I found, even with a mild case, I found it hard to concentrate. I had that, you know, like we talked about, I had the brain fog. I couldn't... Like, I tried reading that book.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the fact that the book is complete tripe, you know, doesn't help. And then, you know, the fact that I'm so easily distracted at that point, it's like, I really don't want to read this. I'm basically just going to, when we finally do the episode, you know, well, the first episode about it, basically it's just going to be me reading the highlights and discussing them because I have a highlighter. And I am highlighting all this stuff that, like, the most egregious stuff in here. Because it's like, wow, this is bad.
I haven't started it yet. But I'm a fast reader, so.
I don't know. This one might slow you down because, I mean, it's got words, but in that order, you know, in the order in which they are, they don't really make sense.
I don't know, man. I'm used to reading through some dense legal bullshit. I feel like I could get through it.
I mean,
not that it would make sense, but
oh I know.
But my ability to stay focused on something long and boring is higher than average.
Yeah, this book is. It's called Aftermath. It's about. It's what to expect after the 2012 apocalypse. Yes, I've. Yes, I know. We're going on 11 years past, and
I'm curious to see how the predictions stand up.
They don't.
Well, we had a plague. I mean, you were reading the book on the plague.
No. I'm calling bullshit on that one because, you know. Oh, yeah, you can say, oh, yeah, we had a plague. See? It's like, no, you are predicting this for 2012. You are predicting this for
oh, you won't accept a delayed prediction.
No!
So if I were to, like, do your fortune right now, and I was to say, you're going to go on a great journey, and then 2 years from now you trip at my cousin Tyler's house and take a great journey from one split level to the other split level, you're not going to say that I'm a fortune teller? You're not going to say I'm psychic?
No! No! No, I'm sorry, but when you're talking about, in this book, you know, when you're talking about the Mayan apocalypse.
Oh, that's right, that was the Mayan apocalypse, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, when you're talking about this great apocalypse, and then you say, well, see, 10 years after that, or, you know, 8 years after that, we had a plague. I'm sorry, that doesn't count. You're outside the window.
Well, science contains outliers.
Because the thing is, December 21st, 2012, nothing changed. You know, there was no... There was no... You know, we're supposed to have... You know, a planet was supposed to move into our... You know, into our orbit or something. No, that didn't happen. Yes, Planet X, Nibiru...
Oh, they named it.
Oh, yeah.
What's the credentials of the person who wrote this book?
I have no clue.
I always think that's interesting to know before I read pseudoscience. Did you get this book from those books you were helping clean out? Where did this book come from?
Oh, this is on my bookshelf.
Okay.
This came from the Willoughby Library. I think...
Did Emily bring it to you?
I think Emily might have brought it to me.
They were cleaning out the collection or something, yeah.
Might have been years ago.
You could have sent her a picture.
Because, yeah, it was from the Willoughby Library, so...
That sounds like Emily. Yeah, send her a picture.
I have another one up in there. I think I saved them both. There's two, like, weird-ass books that...
I love that she was, like, Mayan apocalypse. That's Jason.
Well, she knew I liked the conspiracy theory stuff and all that, so... What else? Yeah, this is, the book is, the introduction is fascinating enough. Nah, I don't want it. I don't do fries.
Eaten so much food. And yet.
Yeah, I have to look. I'll look up and see what his credentials are at some point. But he did a book before that about the coming of the apocalypse.
What did he say was going to cause it? Just like
I don't know yet. I'm only in the introduction.
Oh man! That is brain fog.
Yeah, I could not could not concentrate on
it. Did you try reading something else as like a control?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Okay, because I'm like, how much of this was COVID, how much was the Paxlovid, and how much was just the bullshit book? Sorry, let me put
I'd say it's probably equal all the way around, but the thing is, like, I was able to do my crossword, and, you know, all my puzzles, no problem. But I can't read this book because, holy shit, is it. I mean, I have never heard more BS packed into just an just the first part of an introduction. It's like, and I was reading some of the Amazon reviews, and people are like, this is awful. It's just some idiot, you know, stream of consciousness writing, dumping whatever BS he possibly could on paper
to sell it. Does it remind you a little of Time Cube?
Yes. At least Time Cube, he had some, like...
There was, like, a thesis?
Yeah. This is, like... First of all, the Mayans never predicted anything. They never predicted the end of the world. All that happened was the calendar that they created was coming to the end of what's called the long count. That's it. You know, when you have a calendar on your wall and, you know, the minor count.
I do have a calendar on my wall, right?
I know, yeah. So when the date turns from November 30th to December 1st, what do?
Say rabbits, rabbits, and make a wish.
To the calendar.
Forget to change it for a few days and then remember in the middle of the night.
Okay. And when you when you go from December 31st to January 1st, what do?
Remove the old one and then surprise myself by remembering that I stuck a new one behind it weeks earlier.
There you go. You know, when this calendar ends, we're not coming to the end of the world.
It's just a new book of coupons from local businesses.
Exactly. But you know what? This is just preview for, you know, what we're going to be discussing at some point.
The look on your face when I said rabbits, rabbits. You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Okay. You were like, is she messing with me?
Well, I know you're insane, but... So yeah, that's the book we're reading.
I haven't started it yet, so.
Well, she hasn't started. I've stumbled through a little bit of it, but yeah, I really got to get back to it. Now that I'm all better. Now that I can finally concentrate again. Maybe I'll try, you know, I'll try to, you know, work my way through it.
Yeah, I've got that, and I've got my Murder Buddies book club.
Mm. And I mentioned it to Steve, our good friend Doc Pinko, and he has mentioned possibly looking for it, so...
Oh, yay!
Just, this could be fun.
It'll be a menage a fromage.
Oh, so... Anything else?
No.
I think that's going to do it. I think you've listened to us ramble, at least me ramble, long enough. She's pointing a lighter at me. A plasma lighter. I think that's what it's called.
It's a little candle cattle prod.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what else? I think that's about it. There's a segment coming up. I can't remember what is. Oh, it was the place down by me.
Abe's Chicken?
Uncle Abe's Chicken. Yeah, that'll be up after this. I went there. Not knowing that I had COVID.
Well, you can't be held responsible for what you didn't know you had.
But I walked down there and I walked home and I came home and ate chicken. So anyway, folks, happy snacking, everyone.
Vader taters.
All right, it's just me today. It's Monday, October 23rd. And I'm sitting here at home. I just went to a new place down the street from me. According to Google Fit, I walked over a mile to get there and back. So it's a little over a half a mile away, I think. Yeah, that's about right. And it's a place called Uncle Abe's Chicken, but he's also got, looks like a full-service deli and everything. The problem is, when I got there, he was getting ready to close. Normally, he said he's open till 8, but unfortunately on Mondays, which he just started opening on Mondays, he can't get anyone to work. So, and all I wanted was a 3-piece dark meat and JoJo potatoes. That was it. And that's exactly what he had. So I ended up with a 3-piece dark meat chicken and JoJo potatoes. And I have tried them already. And they are quite good. The chicken is very, very tender, very M-word. I won't say moist. Okay, I just did. The breading or the it's broasted chicken, so it's breaded and roasted. I think that's what that means. And I walked home with this. Like I said, it's a little over a half mile down the road from me. So I walked a mile, I walked about, 25 minutes total. So let's say about 13 minutes back, warm chicken and potatoes in a styrofoam container in a bag in cold weather. It's in the mid 50s here. That's like, I don't know. -100°C. I don't know my conversions off the top of my head. And what I'm trying to get at is the coating is still crispy. So it is really good. I do like it. I'd like to try a few more things from this place. And he wasn't one of, like, he didn't, because Steph and I have, we've been to places where, you know, you could tell they're nobody wants to work or something like that. He really, you know, he made a point of saying, you know, he can't get anyone to work late on Mondays. He said every other day is fine, but Mondays, for some reason, he can't get people to work, so. Which, can you blame them? I don't want to work on Monday. Who wants to work on Monday? So he doesn't see, and also he had re-election material for the very Democratic state representative of this area. So he's not, I'm pretty sure he's not going to be having a MAGA hat or something in the store. But if he does, if that's the way so this is the way I feel. I really don't care about your politics. If you are a Trumpster and you own a business and you don't decorate your business in the apparel and everything, and if it's, none the wiser, fine, if you have good service, if you have good food, if you have, whatever it is you're selling, You know, if I don't know, I don't care. I'm not going to look you up. But if you're one of those, if you have, you know, Stop the Steal in your front window, I'm going to, you know, probably not patronize you. So, sorry to get political. But no, it seems like a nice place. He seems like a pretty okay dude. The food is good. And, yeah, I'm pretty happy. I got a good walk-in, so that's good. And, yeah, that's about it. So, this might be the end of the episode for me. So, I guess happy snacking, everyone.